We all lead busy lives, and sometimes things just slip through the cracks. If that means letting your veggies go bad or forgetting to floss before bed, sorry. Dentist, it just means you're human. However, some slip-ups can have more serious consequences. For example, letting your car insurance lapse can not only lead to higher insurance rates, but also fines and lack of protection in the event of an accident. In this post, we'll explain what constitutes a lapse in your car insurance, what the consequences could be, what to do if your insurance has already lapsed, and how you can avoid a lapse in the first place. What exactly is a lapse in car insurance? A lapse in car insurance coverage refers to any period, even as short as one day, in which you own a registered car but don't have car insurance. There is no one universal reason for a lapse in coverage. Maybe your policy simply ran out. Maybe you missed a payment and your policy was canceled as a result. Your coverage could lapse because you were deployed, you no longer drive, or for a myriad of other reasons. What happens if my car insurance lapses? Pricier premiums. If your car insurance does lapse, you'll almost certainly face higher insurance premiums later on. While penalties vary by company, and some insurers don't penalize customers for short lapses, many car insurance companies view customers with lapses as riskier than those without lapses. According to an analysis from carinsurance.com, drivers whose coverage lapses for 30 days or less see their car insurance rates increase an average of 9%. For drivers whose coverage lapses between 30 and 60 days, that jumps to an average increase of 13%. Depending on your state, that number can climb as high as 48%. Are there other negative consequences from an insurance lapse? Unfortunately, yes. Car insurance is legally mandated in most states, and fees and penalties are likely for allowing your car insurance to lapse. Virginia and New Hampshire are two notable exceptions. In these two states, drivers must either pay a DMV fee or file an application to legally drive without insurance. It's also worth noting that both Virginia and New Hampshire are at-fault states. This means that in the case of an accident, the driver who caused it must cover a certain amount of the other driver's medical and property costs. State fees. Most states require a minimum level of liability insurance for all drivers. Ignoring this requirement can lead to serious penalties. For example, in states such as Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Hawaii, and Kentucky, the minimum first offense fine for driving without insurance is a hefty $500. In some states, including Alaska and Connecticut, your license can be immediately suspended. SR22 requirements. If you're caught driving without the proper car insurance, you may be required to carry an SR22. An SR22 state required certificate of financial responsibility. An SR22 guarantees you are carrying at least the minimum amount of car insurance for your state and that you will be held financially responsible for any accidents. A variety of situations can incur an SR22 insurance requirement, and none of them are good. They include a conviction for driving without insurance, being involved in an accident while driving without insurance, having to reinstate your license after it has been suspended or revoked, multiple traffic offenses within a short period of time, serious moving violations, such as reckless or negligent driving, an ADUI or DWI. An SR22 is not only an inconvenience when getting car insurance, but it can add anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 to your premium. depending on your state and the offense. Furthermore, an SR 22 requirement stays on your driving record from 1 to 5 years. That means you will need to pay much higher premiums for the entire period. How do I get car insurance after my coverage has lapsed? Once you realize your car insurance has lapsed, you should try to get it reinstated as soon as possible. As discussed above, lapses in coverage can have serious consequences. Don't risk it. Take quick action to remedy the situation. Follow the steps below to find a new car insurance after a lapse. Step 1. Put it in park. As soon as you realize your coverage has lapsed, do everything you can to avoid driving your vehicle. The last thing you want is to receive a ticket or get into an accident while driving without insurance. Ask a friend for a ride, take the bus, or use a rideshare app, but make sure to stay off the road. Step 2. Call your company. With luck, your situation is as simple as having forgotten to pay your bill. If this is the case, and your coverage has only lapsed for a few days, your insurance company may be willing to cut you some slack. If your lapse has lasted longer than a week, your insurer will likely still reinstate you, but with a higher premium. If you've been without coverage for a month or more, you can expect a much higher rate and may even need to find a new insurer. Not all companies are willing to reinstate customers who have had a long-term lapse. It's in your best interest to talk to your insurer as soon as possible. This is also a good opportunity to explain the lapse to your company. There are plenty of legitimate reasons for a longer-term lapse, including a move abroad, an extended trip, or a military deployment. Make sure your insurer is aware of your specific situation so they can help you find the best rate possible. Step 3. Browse around. If your insurer is unable to give you a reasonable rate after lapse, don't feel like you must settle. All insurance companies are different, and you may be able to find a better rate somewhere else. Step 4. Look for discounts. Whether you stick with your old insurer or find a new one, don't be afraid to ask for discounts. Your company may offer discounts for anything from choosing paperless billing to passing a defensive driving course. Step 5. Keep checking in. A lapse in car insurance coverage won't follow you forever. If you've made it several months without any incidents, check back in with your insurer and ask them to reevaluate your rates. How can I avoid a car insurance lapse? While the above steps are helpful if your insurance has already lapsed, it's ideal to avoid a lapse in the first place. Even if you're the forgetful type, the suggestions below can help set you up for success and some serious savings. Take advantage of grace periods. A car insurance grace period refers to the length of time you can put off paying your premium without having a lapse in coverage. Different companies have different grace periods, so make sure to ask your insurer what their policy is in case of a mispayment. Sign up for email reminders these days. Email and text messages are ubiquitous, and most of us check ours multiple times a day. So, what better way to keep on top of your payments than signing up for your insurer's email and/or text payment reminders? They are a convenient way to stay on track, and you get the satisfaction of deleting them once you're done. Consider AutoPay. If you're worried about forgetting to pay, AutoPay is a great option to make sure your payments go through on time. Your payment will be automatically paid before the due date, avoiding a mispayment entirely. Keep your budget in mind. Always be realistic about your budget when signing up for car insurance. Getting coverage within your budget means you'll be less likely to miss payments, decreasing the likelihood of an insurance lapse. Lapses in car insurance coverage are never ideal, but nobody is perfect. We hope this blog will help you get back on track after a lapse and avoid future lapses altogether. Get a quote with Elephant if you're thinking of switching insurance providers, or log into your online account to keep track of your insurance renewal, though you never experience a lapse.